Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, "What shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?" Esther 6:6. Thinking that he personally is the subject of the king's desire, what narcissist wouldn't, Haman waxes eloquent. "Go into the royal wardrobe and pick out some of the king's fanciest duds, something the king has been seen to have worn so that no one misses the point. Go into the royal mews and get the royal mount saddled up. Then into the royal treasury and place the royal crest on this delightful fellow's forehead. Isn't this exciting? Let's see, what else? Oh, yes, get, quote, one of the king's most noble princes, verse 9, to invest him in the regalia and, quote, then parade him on horseback through the city square, all the while calling out, quote, thus shall be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." Haman really liked that line. It had a nice ring to it. "Splendid," said the king. Quote, "Hurry, take the robe and the horse, as you have suggested, and do so for Mordecai the Jew, who sits within the king's gate. Leave nothing undone of all that you have spoken." Verse 10. Undone. What a word. Everything he had planned for was undone. His whole world had been turned on its head. And soon our Lord, whom the world conspired to kill, will be lifted up in glory. He's the man whom the king delights to honor, and all who have despised him will hear from their own mouths the words, "Jesus Christ is Lord." He will ride in triumph through the gates of the very city from which he was taken to be crucified. Can you hear the cry? "Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in." Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Psalm 24, verses 9 and 10. Lifted up to die? Lifted up in glory. By grace, I plan on being there that day.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.